right now, boys and girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
It is January 30th at 9:30 p.m.
No, it's not, dude, you son of a bitch. It's goddamn fucking...
Well, we're in different places of the world.
Right? Oh, shit, I'm sorry, fucking... I'm having my
bachelor party right now.
Dude, when you have that many zeros in your bank account, it could be any time, any day, anywhere, right?
Las Vegas right now.
Yeah, and I'm Steve-O, and I am officially, personally fucking upset and wounded because... Frickin' BAM got his own little fucking showcase display box in the goddamn Hard Rock Casino. What the fuck? They got your board in there.
I gave him a skateboard and some shoes. I gave him the t-shirt that I wore in Jackass all day long.
Who did they take out
Check
for that?
Out.
No, they add them all the time.
I had the best story. Last night, I had four girls in the hot tub.
Whatever.
Fuck Novak. Because I have a bowling alley, I have a pool table, I have all this shit in my room. I come in and then I see Novak with fucking four girls with titties hanging out in the hot tub.
I can't be mad at you because it's like how am I gonna get a box?
But this is my bachelor party. Not to deal with girls with titties hanging out.
Bam, I'm mad at you, and here's why.
Because
you know who they took out of the Hall of Fame here at the Hard Rock for you?
Why is that, Jeff?
And no offense, I love you, but they took
why
out.
Why is that, Jeff?
They took out John T. Hooker.
Who the fuck's that?
Who the fuck is John T. Hooker?
Dude,
and who the fuck gives a
God.
Shit?
Go back to space track.
I'm personally going to go down and take out your display to put John T. Hooker's
go
back in
there. Go kill yourself. No one cares who the fuck John Lee Hooker is.
Oh, my God.
Who's trying to bring John Lee Hooker back, dude?
So we have a huge MTV crew here filming our every move. Like, you know, even though, like, none of them are allowed on TV.
Who is it?
Like, the big MTV crew for your marriage show, right? And I just would think it's funny, because if you look at the track record that MTV has for relationship television, they're batting 1,000 when it comes to failing.
That's why I don't care.
What's your relationship?
I don't give a shit about that shit.
I mean, dude, as far as the odds go in the betting world, we are in Vegas.
Kid Rock and Pam Anderson, come on.
I know, like, they didn't have...
Dude, she has fake-ass titties with thong hanging out of her ass. She wants to fuck Tommy Lee all day long.
And then
she wants to fuck Kid Rock, and then she wants to fuck fucking the surfer boy.
Like my fiancé.
What does she care, man?
That's
seriously.
Like my fiancé. Guess where she is today?
Seriously.
Where, Novak?
My fiancé is that Sidney Ponson, the Orioles pitcher who she used to fuck... At his.
Used to. used to was last hour.
Bitch,
as in used
the
to.
The bitch had the nerve to invite me, and she's there with, like, another friend of hers is marrying him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well.
I mean,
good luck on that one.
I'm not racist, but I hate Greeks, so maybe I am.
So I got Bam to admit that his fiance signed the prenup. Sweet, good going.
Yeah.
And nobody ever heard of Sylvester.
Well,
Bam did not know that Sylvester Stallone
is
famous for losing money in divorce.
Missy's dad died, so she gets $2,000 every week for the rest of her life, so I don't really give a shit about a prenup.
How can I get a deal like that?
Yeah, my dad didn't hook me up like that.
Well, don't fuck some girl who humps pitchers from the Baltimore Orioles.
I got four girls come up here, though, man. It's going to be hot, man.
You have four girls. I thought you were with a girl.
Down at the casino.
Oh, wait. Are you with that 4,000 stupid mile rule again?
No. There's two totally different girls.
Okay, what's going on tonight?
But I was hitting
What's
on
going on tonight?
What do you want to do?
Tell me what's going on tonight in Las Vegas.
Shitbirds, I'm a little pissed at you.
Seriously,
why?
Say it.
I really feel
Hey, Bam, can you please get your radio show under control over here?
I'm doing it right now.
I'm trying, dude. I feel you're stealing my thunder.
Novak had that much
you're
thunder
punching
to begin
the eye,
with.
Dude. There's no thunder that can take
Shipper, you're wearing outfits and your dick's hanging out and then you're shitting your ass
that shit Novak does to only get pussy.
You hit me in the fucking leg with a bowling ball, I shit myself. All right, next subject.
All right, so we're back when we were filming...
this out, man.
Say hello to everyone.
Hello to everyone.
Can I talk?
Yeah, what's up, everyone?
I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue.
It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
No.
Yeah.
Fucking kidding me.
Can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 fashion.
Holy shit, what just happened there? Did we actually hear Iggy Pop? Did anybody hear that?
Let's make this a whole Iggy Pop weekend.
Fuck you, Shitbird.
Shitbird.
Yo, Novak.
Novak,
write your telephone number down to your girlfriend, and why don't you talk to her about her humping the Baltimore Orioles behind your back? I think we need to hear about this right now. Here, flip it around so we can see the whole phone number.
You know, you have to pay a lot of money for a club in Vegas.
But, hey, yo, Pendarvis DeVito, where are you?
Come back. Go ahead, Breaker 19.
That's what I want to talk about.
Breaker 19.
Pendarvis.
Need more some vodka.
Here. It's right here, you little idiot.
Hey, babe.
We're going to have Novak call his girlfriend and ask her why she humped Sidney Ponson of the Baltimore Orioles behind his back.
So, dude, okay. All right, so we show up here, right, and they're like, yeah, dude, let me put this microphone on. You were filming for Bam's MTV show. Like, and then it's like, all right, we're getting ready to stop filming. Don Vito off the set. They had to take Don Vito. What's up with that? Like, I met Don Vito my first
time.
Well,
Don Vito has, like, all these lawsuits or whatever going down, so, like...
He
can't be on MTV because they don't want to risk anything.
I think Don Vito partied a little bit too hard in the past year.
Dude, I'm telling you, Don Vito, like...
It's just wild. It's my first time I ever met him.
He probably lost $1 million in the past 2 years thanks to this stupid Colorado lawsuit.
Well, let's get on to something more positive, which is the fact that Novak is now mad at Matt Cole. But Novak has a better reason to be angry.
Why, bitch?
And you got punched in the face, and I'm wearing my shirt upside down backwards.
You look like a fucking drag queen got off a fucking construction
ooh.
Job.
Ooh. Don't be jealous, dude.
What?
Come on, zing him back. Zing him back.
Zing him back.
Zing, 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 bling, bling, bling.
Give me a better tour.
Come on.
Man.
Oh, dude, my God. Vegas. See, Novak
you think I was going to come to Vegas and, like, hang out with my fucking shitty boots on or something?
What's, all right, we got Mandy.
Let's talk
we got
to
Mandy.
Him.
Come on.
Yeah,
Hi, Mandy. How you doing?
Yeah, Mandy, baby.
No,
what up, mama?
Dude. Come on.
Hi. What's up, guys?
Say hi. Can you hear me, babe?
Yeah, Mandy.
I can hear you.
Mandy.
Oh,
yes.
No, wait, so
Mandy.
Yes.
Yeah, you're talking to Steve-O, Bam.
We're in Vegas, and we need to know.
We're in Vegas.
What's our question?
We need to know about Sidney Ponson.
Would you only make love to Novak because he said that he's Bam's friend?
Check this out, right?
What do you want to know?
I want to know why you would ever have the gall to ask me to go to his goddamn wedding party. I hate Greeks.
He's not Greek. He's from Aruba.
Same thing.
He's from Aruba.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, they kill tourists there, dude.
Anyway, Novak, what's your point? My airtime is valuable.
My point is, like, why did you bang him?
It was a very long time ago.
Does his wife know? Like, you're going to the wedding. Does his wife know that
she needs someone to scratch it?
His wife is her...
His wife used to be my roommate.
Yeah, Kiki, a bitch. She's a whore. That bitch will fuck anybody with a contract, man. I hate that whore.
So, hey, Novak, what's your new contract? Did you get signed up with an agent now? You're gonna be big time?
Yeah, Bam.
Big time?
Like, you're William Morris agency, right, Bam?
No, I used to be, but
yeah,
not anymore.
I'm 100% William Morris, and I didn't hear that they had a heroin addict department.
Yeah, they don't know about the heroin addict department.
Hey, man, don't let Steve talk like that about me, please.
Dude, we can totally do. We'll get you rich, Novak. We'll make fucking Brandon Novak fucking signature syringes.
Hey, Mandy.
Yes.
Pro model heroin syringe. All right.
I've been like for the last 4 weeks. I've been at home in bed at like 10 o'clock, right?
Not last night.
According to hell.
Tonight.
Mandy, last night I arrived to Las Vegas. It was 11 o'clock at night. I was so tired, and he was ready to rage it up so hard. He was just like, "Yo, we're in fucking Vegas. Let's fucking party it up." And I'm
"Dude, no.
I want to party." I want to party. I'm like, I'm trying to go to sleep. So him and Steve-O started fucking, like, 69 each other's asses.
Here, let me, dude, check this out. I show up at the Hard Rock Casino. And it's like, I go right into VIP, and I'm like, yeah, Bam's fucking TV show is paying for my shit, you know? And so they check me in, right? They're giving me my hotel room key, and I'm like, dude, like, do you even want my credit card? They're like, nah, dude. Like, no, so they gave me, that's like the cardinal.
No fucking Bam are paying for it.
That's the biggest mistake ever, to let Steve-O check into a hotel with fucking no credit card.
The bigger mistake than that is letting Novak do it.
That's probably true.
So Mandy, has Novak cleaned up his act or what?
Yeah, he's cleaned up his act, which is why he probably wanted to go out and get wild last night, because he's been good here for a long time.
So
yeah. Isn't that so funny how that's the only excuse? Like, yo, babe, I've been good, so now I get to do pills all day long. Look at me. Wow, I'm so muffed up.
Yes, yeah. That is his excuse.
Dude, it's his excuse. It pisses me off so bad.
Franz, ask
me. Yeah, Novak.
And by the way, like, babe, like, is Novak any good in bed?
He's fantastic.
Is he?
Hey, Franz, yeah. Ask her what you thought about the
He's
script.
Got, like, the French tickler. Like, they're, like, with all those warts. It's got to be right.
Hey, Franz. Franz.
Yeah, Novak.
Ask her what she thought of the script of Dream Cellar.
Mandy, what did you think of the script of Dream Cellar?
I thought it was...
It's a good start.
It didn't sound very much like Brandon, the parts that they wrote. The dialogue, I guess, that was coming out of his mouth didn't sound like something that he would say.
Mandy, my mother always said, it all comes out in the wash.
Mandy, are you going to be on Bam's Unholy Onion?
Bam's Unholy Onion.
Am I going to be on it now?
That's coming on January 30th, ladies and gentlemen.
Dude.
What are you doing to me?
So wait a minute. So you and Novak are cool that you used to sleep with Ivan De Hesekos or whatever his name is? And
then you fucking asshole.
Dude, whatever.
Talking about.
Same thing.
Get it right.
He's been kicked off four teams. He weighs about as fat as Phil.
Okay, go ahead.
Are you pissed off that your fucking hot girlfriend fucked Sidney Ponson? That's why you're mad.
I'm going to tell you all the truth right now. She fucked him.
Go ahead and tell the truth.
She fucked him before I was ever with him. I say this for a character.
Before you were with him? Okay.
Yeah,
no,
so,
say the truth, motherfucker, dude. So let's hear it.
Who? What other guy did you fuck?
Let's hear it. Yeah, give us a list.
What other baseball player?
There was another
baseball player.
There was another sports guy you fucked with a contract. What was his name? Don't lie.
Was he on football?
It was football. Who was it?
Was he snorting football?
He was half black, half white, half Puerto Rican.
Was he snorting football?
What was his name?
He played for the Ravens, but now he plays for the
What was his name?
Joe.
She humped a Raven, dude. I told you that she did.
Yeah,
she
really was like total bench warmer, dude. Total bench warmer, dude.
What was his name, Andy?
It was Will.
Come on.
Will what?
Will Dent.
You're lying.
No, I'm not.
I can't even hear you. I know you're lying.
Now Novak's all furious for no reason.
Are you cool about all this? Are you all right?
Novak, calm down. Calm down.
What was the craziest?
Everything's fine.
Who do you like spending time with more, Novak or Ivan De Hesekos or whatever his name is?
I'd hang out with Novak.
Sidney, what's his name? Sidney Poitier.
Sidney Poitier.
Novak's hanging out with you better. She likes hanging out with you.
You're
better.
So jealous that she humps Sidney Ponson, aren't you, dude?
All right, here we go.
Who's better?
You're jealous about it.
Who's better in bed, Mandy? Come on, tell us.
Who has a bigger dick?
Please don't lie on this.
Well, of course, Brandon's going to have the biggest dick of them all because
Novak has a small ass dick.
Professional athletes, pick one.
So is Sidney Ponson, motherfucker, dude.
I'm sorry, Mandy, would you please repeat that?
I said, of course, Brandon's dick is the biggest because if they're professional athletes, they're most likely doing steroids, which would shrink their dick.
You heard it right here on Sirius Radio, Faction 28 Radio Bam.
One more question, though, Mandy. This question. Who fucked better, me or Sidney? Don't lie, please, and I will never be
Sidney
mad.
Sidney Ponson from the Baltimore Orioles or Novak, who's a scumbag heroin addict. Who fucks better?
Answer now.
Who does more coke?
Oh.
Who does more coke?
That's a hard question.
Answer now.
Who fucks better?
Well, before I quit, I was looking.
What are you practicing owls over there, dude?
No, but Mandy.
All right.
Yeah.
Who fucked better, me or him? Because I have a.
Are you sure?
Now was
I'm
it
positive.
Me, was it me?
You're positive?
Was it me because you were secretly fucking him?
Uh-oh. No.
That's a yes. She paused. That's a yes. Go ahead, Mandy.
It wasn't secret. Everybody knew.
Everybody knew that.
So
that's even worse.
So Kiki knows you fucked him.
That's even worse.
Yeah. Kiki knows you fucked him.
It was years ago. It was
Iggy Pop is playing my wedding. This next song is called Blood on Your Cool. This is Radio Bam Series 28 Facts, and let's hear this motherfucking shit.
Smoke break.
This is Brandon.
You know, do that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
Woo woo, this is Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction. Wow.
Dude, are we really on the air? I think that.
So here we are. Faction 28, Sirius Radio Bam. You know, I just love the fact that there's a big Novak and Matt Cole rivalry right now. But
Novak, to your
Novak, to your credit, you have the gift of gab. I'm sorry, Cole. I have a lot of respect for you. I love you and everything, and you're a good buddy of mine. But I think Novak's always going to win because
Novak
thinks
the Shipper's taking his thunder away.
Really?
That's what it is.
Steve-O, what do you think?
I think Shipbird is hands down the fucking champion of all time, dude.
Ooh.
Speaking to the mic, Novak.
Yeah,
speaking
to
the mic.
I got to Las Vegas, like, I got to Las Vegas and had this, like, paid appearance or whatever. So like a,
who's this?
It's show Mickey. Up and Shipbird stole the show,
shit,
dude.
My girlfriend.
Shipbird was like, why?
Steve-O, hang on.
Why it was awesome.
My wife, my future wife's talking.
Hey, Missy.
Really, Missy's on the phone?
Hey, baby. What's up, Missy?
Everything's fine and we're not naked.
Hello?
Are you okay?
We miss you. I'm barely okay.
barely okay. Tell Novak to take his scumbag antics and go to his own goddamn room.
Novak's staying in my room. That's the problem. And I have such a big room. I have fucking five different rooms, and he's staying in one of them.
Mandy, you should see the chaos going on here. As a matter of fact, Missy,
it's Steve-O.
Missy, you got to see the period blood.
Let Missy talk.
Hey, Missy, I want to ask you a question.
Shut up.
Missy, you got to see the period blood smeared all over the sheet.
Let's
bring
it down. God damn it,
let Pam talk.
There's period blood everywhere, Missy. Go ahead.
Missy, you talk. Talk one at a time. I can't hear you. I'm on my cell phone.
I know. I hate him, too.
All I really want to talk to is you.
I
want to
talk to you too,
like
Bob.
On the radio?
And Missy,
it's privacy.
Everywhere.
Okay, shh. Everyone
are you
quiet.
Are you having fun, babe?
I'm having fun because Steve-O is here because I haven't seen him in a little bit.
I'm so drunk on dirty martinis at King of Plus tomorrow.
You're on dirty martinis. Where at?
At a bar.
What bar?
You're at a bar? What bar?
I forget what it's called.
In the bar, motherfucker. Dude. What are you talking about? What fucking bar?
Missy, wait a minute. Missy, you're not supposed to be at a bar. You're supposed to be at a tanning salon.
Missy's fine. Listen to her. She doesn't sound like a train wreck.
Let's let Bam talk.
I can't hear you. You're
Missy,
all going
What bar are you at?
Let's let Bam talk.
I'm at a bar called Bertolini. I'm drinking dirty martinis.
I've had three already. In what town?
I'm with Brianna.
What town?
In Palm Springs.
Missy, you
You're
promised...
You're in Palm Springs?
You promised... Wait, are there strippers shaking their sodas into your face?
Shut up right now. You're in Palm Springs?
Everybody just shut up.
Shut up. You're in Palm Springs?
Yes, I'm having my bachelorette party, and
no.
I don't think it's anywhere
wait,
near...
Wait, I thought you already had this shit.
Hmm?
You're in Palm Springs again?
Yes.
What?
How much money
Missy,
what the
have?
Fuck? Wait,
Missy, are there hot dudes there? Are there hot dudes there?
Front,
yes or
shut
no?
up. Yeah, front, shut the fuck up.
Let Bam
shut up. Shut the fuck up.
I was home alone and I was sad that you were gone.
Why are you at Palm Springs?
Because, listen, if you listen, I'll tell you.
I'm trying to listen, but
Franz
won't shut the fuck up.
And I was sad that you were gone, so I decided to treat myself and I flew Brianna and I back to Palm Springs and we're going to have an enjoyable time while you're in Vegas.
Well, then rent a car and come to Vegas, dude, and hang out.
Yeah, that's totally rad, Missy.
Missy,
if you're half a man's pussy, dude, you'd fucking come and hang out with me and Steve-O, dude.
Listen, tell Novak and the other two.
I'll tell Novak everything. He's listening in.
Missy, you talk to me right now.
What do you want to say?
I will kill them if they put you in a compromising position.
They do that all day long.
Steve-O?
I want you to have a wonderful time, but don't stoop to their level.
Are you in Palm Springs?
I'm in Palm Springs.
Are you in fucking Palm Springs?
Missy,
what the fuck?
Missy, true or false?
When did you do this shit?
Remember when I talked to you this morning and I was crying?
This is bell shit.
Hey, Missy.
What?
It's no back here. Remember you said don't let your boyfriend get into like wild parties with girls and shit?
Uh-huh, yeah.
He was, listen, you can laugh all you
I
want.
I woke up to some fucking three bitches ass titties fucking hanging out in the goddamn
with
hot
me.
Tub.
Hey, busy,
everybody
babe.
Be quiet let and let fish. Me talk to Novak for a second.
Let me finish. He woke
Brandon.
Up. Let me tell you what happened, please.
If
Missy.
You want to have topless girls in a hot tub, then get your own fucking room. You do not need to put Sam in that position. I will kill you when you come home.
Okay.
I swear to you, I'm going to kill you.
Let me tell you
and Shipper, too.
Isn't Steve-O pretty rad, though, Missy?
I love Steve-O.
Hey, babe, Missy, this is my prediction. Yeah, this is my prediction for your marriage show on MTV.
Yeah.
I think that the whole world is going to fall in love with you, Missy. And then it'll be awesome. It'll be like breaking Bonaducci.
Dude, no way.
Except Bam's way more wasted.
No. Me and Missy, dude.
Listen,
we love you.
I want you.
Sixth
let me
grade,
say
so
something.
You can suck my ass and dick.
Bam.
It's not
going to
be
Bam,
breaking Bamaducci.
Baby, I want you to have a wonderful time.
I'm trying to have one.
Bamaducci.
I want you to have a wonderful time, but I do not want it to involve skanky topless stripper whore.
Too late, babe.
Have fun with your boys.
Yeah. The good news, Missy, is that Bam and I are both, like, really, like, self-centered egomaniacs, and, like, we care about ourselves, like, so much more than pussy, like, you know, like, you gotta know that, babe, like, we're just talking about one thing.
Murray.
Hey, Missy, please answer me one question. Are there or are there not hot dudes around you right now? Pickers? That's a yes.
There better not be.
There's one hot dude that I'm not talking to. I'm sitting here with Brianna, drink, drowning my bachelor parties in Grey Goose vodka and olives.
So there are hot dudes?
There's one, you're but just, I'm not even
you're
looking
just saying that
way.
So
I'm
my bachelor party
is
you're
dude.
Just saying that because my bachelor party is more radder than where you're at.
Okay, but Missy,
no,
ultimately, what?
I'm a lady and I do ladylike things.
I
Man,
concur.
You're
well,
not
dude,
a scumbag.
No ladylike things
you're
get all
sweetheart.
Fucked
you're
from some jack off.
What I think it, hey, what I think it all boils down to here is trust. I think it's great that Missy, you and Bam both trust each other so much that you're willing to let your boyfriend get in a compromising position by a Novak.
That's not happening.
By a Novak.
TV cameras everywhere. What do you want? You know, I think what the truth is, Missy. Remember when Bam was gonna go to rehab? Then he was like, screw that, like. I'm calling it like marriage is Bam's alternative to rehab.
Missy, I don't think rehab.
And I think
work
that he's an absolute
me.
Mess, and I love that Bam's a mess.
Missy,
I predict that
are there naked
be a married
girls around
mess.
You right now?
Hey, Missy, what? Rehab ain't gonna work for me, dude.
Missy, can I say what
I hate to say it. It ain't gonna work.
Do you think that's fair, Missy, to call marriage an alternative?
Listen, I'm
to
gonna
rehab?
Take care of Bam. He's gonna be fine.
You can take care of me all you want. I'm
just
saying
that.
Like,
and he is gonna be
I believe
fine.
You,
dude, Missy, dude.
And if he pulls any bullshit like he did in that one time in L.A., then it'll be on TV.
What happened in L.A.?
What happened in L.A.?
I'm going to let you guys enjoy your evening. Wait,
Missy, tell him you love him. For God's sakes, tell him you love him. Let's end on a positive note here.
Positive note.
Babe.
Right.
I love you.
No, you don't.
Missy.
Oh, dude, way to take the moral high ground.
Missy.
Have a wonderful
you hate
time.
Me.
Missy.
Come on, what, dude. That's what the world is going to find out. Is that Bam's so lucky to have Missy?
Right.
And it's just like, the treating her like crap is bullshit, dude.
Nobody's treating
TV,
Missy like crap.
Everyone, Missy's going to be the one that everybody loves, dude.
Nobody's treating Missy like no crap.
Bam doesn't treat her like crap. He gets drunk and does silly things, but I know that he loves me. I just want you to have a wonderful time. I just wanted to say hi and tell Novak he's
it, love
up
it, love
when
it.
He gets up.
Bam, I'm ready to marry her.
Sweet. Hey, Missy.
Okay. What,
baby? And Bam's so want, full of himself that it's probably going
to
work.
You want to hear the sounds because I got them to the wedding just for you?
Can I say one thing?
Yes. Play me a sound song, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna play Queen of Apology.
Let me say one thing,
okay.
Man.
Okay. Do you like that song?
I would love it.
You would love it?
I would love it.
Would you love that Steve-O agrees that me and you need to be together and that's it?
I think that Missy's just going to be the greatest. She's going to be, like, loved. Like, Sharon Osbourne ain't got shit
on. You didn't RSVP. Are you coming to the wedding?
I never got an invite that I'm aware of. I think people are genuine.
Because, dude, the fucking lily pad ass bitches fucking suck as well.
I mean, I don't know, but then again, dude, I don't know. Like, I'll figure it out, dude. I'll figure it out. I'll
all
be
right,
there,
you,
baby.
You come and you can bring a lady of your choice. Just be there.
I love it. Honey, you're the best, and I love you, and it's all good. Don't worry. Novak's just a loser with fucking a hot tub.
Hey, hey Missy. Missy.
What, baby?
Missy.
What?
Before we start, I want to say one thing. Remember you told me to not let Bam get no girls or anything like that?
Uh-huh.
He got off the plane. He was in bed by 7:30 at night. Slept all night.
And he was about as sober as a completely wasted judge.
Yeah, yes,
he
was.
Then I woke up to Novak with fucking three titty fucking naked ass titties in the hot tub.
No one got near Bam, man, so don't hate me.
And then they were all feeling Novak up in there like, we love Novak, but we love you too. Can we feel your titties? I was like, nah, I'll just look at your titties.
Hey, Missy, do you know that Bam has his own box display in the Hard Rock Casino Hotel with his board in it and all that shit?
And they knocked out John T. Hooker for that. Can you believe Bam, I love you. I love you, Bam. But they knocked out John T. Hooker to have you in the Hard Rock Cafe. John T. Hooker.
Missy, dude, Bam, fuck all this shit. Tell Novak to shove his shit up his ass, dude. I'm hearing fucking the sound right now. Fuck all this shit. Don't even talk no more. This is Queen of Apology.
Hey,
Radio Bam, Series 28 Faction. Fuck everybody, dude. Play it.
Me up when you know you should wish me luck and you could beat me. off the hi-fi, kids.
Holy Lord,
strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Bam on Sirius 28 Faction.
Alright, dude, here we are on some fucking Radio Bam Faction Radio.
Yeah, dude, straight up, dude.
And like, alright, I've had enough of Novak, dude. And now I'm thinking, I think I can speak for Bam's listeners, and like, they're fucking over
now.
Novak.
He's gone now.
Oh, you know, I want to talk about, today is the first day I ever met Don Vito. Like, how the fuck did that happen? And it's like, I show up and they're like, yeah, dude, make a TV show, bro. Put this microphone on. Don Vito, you got to get out of here. And it's like, we have Don Vito, but he's not allowed in front of the TV cameras. And I think that kind of sucks, dude. Even though...
Because Don Vito's such a piece of shit.
He's putting more effort into failing drug tests.
Yeah.
Than, like...
No, I'm telling you the truth. I don't give a shit. He tested positive 4 times on cocaine charges, and he took a piss.
Yeah,
and they
not
found
the way to tip the scales
in
your favor.
And he goes, his claim to fame is that it wasn't me. That's what he says. That is bullshit.
I heard it from Tim Glom, so
that
I don't even care.
That's the biggest bullshit I've ever fucking
heard. I heard
it
from Tim Glom,
life.
But I don't even care.
It wasn't me. That is the biggest bullshit in the world. It wasn't me.
Whatever. Like, what's the worst shit that can happen to him, dude? Like... Yeah, like,
well,
what,
let's
like,
find
hey,
out.
Glom, dude. Get on here, Glom.
Yeah, Glom, dude.
I heard this from Glom, dude.
Take a microphone. Dude, what happened, Glom?
It's not the best of situations.
What happened?
He was grabbing 12-year-old crotches and saying, it's wet.
I got to say, man, being the biggest piece of shit in the world, he's totally innocent of this one.
Oh, my God, dude. I love
although he right. did pass for coke 4 times.
I mean, besides that, though, I mean, like, I see him take autograph signings, and he just, like...
Let's not lock him
no,
up.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You're crazy.
He touches random titties. Let's like.
Oh, not. No, that's in clubs. That's 21 and over. This is your kids.
Remember when I did that stand-up, dude? Well, it was funny.
Dude, the funniest thing I've ever
who
seen
who made
in my
him
life.
Do a fucking skateboard
dude,
signing?
Remember when I did dude. That stand-up comedy routine, dude? Fucking
yeah, yeah.
So
guess who? Steve-O's first stand-up comedy thing ever. Guess who?
Franz, give
up
me
for him?
Some of that right
John
now.
John Lovitz.
Yeah, John Lovitz.
Franz, give me that, some of that Caesar salad right now.
So hey, dude.
Franz,
Glom,
give me some
dude.
Of that right
great
now.
To see you, brother, dude. You just,
thanks.
You just got
I
just, here.
No, I got here last night, but I was here bowling and in the I was doing stuff I shouldn't have been doing.
I got a big
so
question.
I just woke up.
Big question is: do you think that Bam is gonna break the trend of relationship shows on MTV?
No.
Do you think that, I mean, they're,
he
like,
wanted
they're
he
batting
wanted
a thousand?
No, he wanted it's to call the show My Future world. Ex.
That's yeah, that is dope. Do you think that that's Bam's attitude? I see marrying Missy as an alternative to rehab.
No.
He thinks she's going to clean up his act.
I quite frankly, I think
no,
Bam's
like
going to go into
dude.
Submission. Yeah, Missy's
on
the team.
Everybody
yeah,
loves cool. Missy, and when this show comes on, dude...
I'll bet you $37 that I'll fucking make sure that me and Missy fucking make sure that we make everything
I'll
happen.
Take that
oh, fuck all this MTV ass shit.
It's Bamaduji.
Steve-O, you want to make a $37 bet?
Sure. I mean, I'm not really a gambler.
Come on,
dude.
It's Vegas.
Oh, come on, gamble.
This is the time.
Gamble.
$37.
$37. Me and Missy will last for at least 5-7 years.
Hey, dude, fuck the betting, dude. I love you and Missy, dude. I want you guys to last forever, and I love it. And fucking that's all there is to it, man. You can be a drug addict. All
right, ever. But if we get a divorce in 5 years, you owe me $35, $7.
Yeah, $35, $7. You know, I don't want...
Listen, if anything, he's going to give you good comedy shit for your next routine.
Yeah, dude. Fuck, totally, dude.
That was seriously the funniest thing I'd ever seen.
Thanks, Glom, dude.
Dude, I like Missy, though, dude. She has nothing. She doesn't want to be famous.
All right,
she doesn't want to be anything.
Hey, let's take a moment. Let's take a moment to make fun of Jen Revell.
yeah, woo! She's like the Condoleezza Rice of...
I know. We can't do this, though.
I wonder if she still has a Bam Margera Inc. Visa card.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, I smell
judge,
a lawsuit.
Judge.
Yeah, she's like
judge,
fucking K-Fed.
It's not me, Judge. It's Steve O.
Yeah, dude. Jen.
Judge, it ain't me. It's
nah, dude. Oh, dude I,
judge, Steve O.
Right when we first got together in Florida, we started filming Jackass Number 2. It's like we were all out by the hot tub, in the hot tub. You know, and it's like...
Were you by
I was saying,
it?
I hate Jen Revell. And Bam's like, yeah, dude. You're right, man. I'm glad you said that, man, because I really love Missy. And that was a while back, dude.
Really? I said that?
Fuck yeah, dude. You were like, man, I admit Missy. It just makes me happy, and I love
yo,
it.
Yo, did I really say it in real life?
Fuck yeah, he did, dude.
Wow, that's awesome.
I bet you $37 you said it.
Well, I don't care about $37. I care about $34 if fucking Steve has to pay me.
Here's what pissed me off, dude.
We're Don Vito, shut the fuck up.
We're at some spot, dude. And Jen Revelle pulls out her card. She goes, look at it. It says Bam Margera Inc. Yeah. She's like, it's Bam Margera
dude,
Inc.
Jen used let's to buy everybody drinks at the fucking bar.
Starts laughing with your Bam Margera credit card. I was stop. Like, I hate this bitch. I fucking hate her. Hey. And I fucking hate her, and I love Missy. Woo, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim, how's Filthy No Come?
Can I get a drink here?
I love the way you made fun of Missy on Cribs when you're breaking the glasses. There? That bitch could clean it up. Fuck her.
Roger, open up that drawer and let me get a Corona, dude.
I bet she's listening Jesus, right sir. Now, too.
No. You know what?
Fuck
the one,
you, baby.
When I knew Revelle... Oh, shit.
After the show, Bam's going to be like, sweet. Do you love that shit?
Steve-O, give us a stand-up joke.
Ah, man, dude.
Give us your Nicole Richie joke. That was my favorite joke of all time.
Well, no, what I said is the tabloid magazines are going to tell you what to do. They're going to tell you got to eat. You got to eat fucking Xanax. You got to fucking Vicodin. You got to eat Valium. And that's just to fucking fall asleep because Hollywood is tough living, you know? Work is work and so is goddamn doing drugs.
Yeah. All I know is I'm here with my nephew, Steve-O.
Fuck you, shipper. How'd you wind up in the clothes you're winding up in?
He's a better costume designer than me.
Because whatever happens in Vegas...
stays on TV with Bam around.
I hate that quote. What happened to Vegas stays in Vegas?
Bam's the first idiot to invite a TV crew to his bachelor party.
That's why I'm going to play it safe, you little idiot.
Hey, let's talk about bachelor parties for 1 second. Isn't the whole point of a bachelor party so that you cheat on your girl one last time before you marry her?
Why would you do that?
Like that? What kind of a tradition? Is that just an American tradition, or is that like all over the world?
It's a male tradition.
Like the last thing you do before you get married is cheat on your wife.
Why would you want to do that?
I know. Fuck
don't worry
about
it. Bam,
Missy,
don't
worry.
I'm serious. I'm serious. Why would you want to do that? If you're gonna get ready to get married,
and you know what? Everywhere.
What the fuck's the point, then, dickhead ass?
The point is, it's all the men's one last chance to party with their boy. That's the thing.
That's all that shit, Franz. And you know what, Franz? You know what, Franz? Fuck you.
I agree with Bam because...
I'm sticking up for you.
No, I agree with Bam because his whole life
you
is Glam a fucking party. Dude, I'm agreeing with you, you dick.
Fuck you, Glam, and fuck you, Franz.
We're on your side.
Okay. And fuck you, Steve-O, too.
You're not going to be a
dude. I think bachelor parties are the oldest trick in the book, dude, because what happens is all of your bros all fucking individually make sure that you're in a blackout.
Fuck Franz and fuck Glam. Fuck SkateRant.com, fuck Steve-O, and fuck Franz.
Steve-O's right. Because
fuck everybody.
It's the guy's way to humiliate their friend for leaving
fuck
him.
Yourself. Yeah, that's the whole thing.
It's true.
And I see right through you, little idiot. I see right through it. I saw that right before the beginning.
You know, I know.
Fuck you.
I saw that before the beginning.
Dude, this show has Bonaduce written all over it.
Dude, I fucking know. I know Bam's having a good time. When I walk up on Bam, he says, fuck you, shippers. I'm like,
shipper, piece of shit.
What?
I'm just glad that Bam decided to get married and not go to rehab because fucking I love partying with Bam.
Fuck yeah, more happy juice for all of us.
Rangerama, Las Vegas Strip.
Woo! Yeah,
but Steve-O, like he keeps smoking weed and he keeps doing Special K, but he stopped doing blow. Congratulations to that.
That's a good start.
Quitting blow helped me about as much as Novak quitting heroin.
Yeah, exactly. What a little faggot that guy.
Going for you.
About all I can say is I switched to more about mediums. That's about the best I can say.
That's a piece of shit.
All that did was make me focus more on date rape drugs. Anybody got any roofies?
Every now and then.
Don't make this rape turn into a murder.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Where
I feel like we got
zero
momentum,
Radio,
dude.
Please start playing the Iggy Pop song.
Yeah, dude, what
it's
a good
called,
time for a song, dude. We
little
got
know it
show,
all.
Man.
Where's Ryan Dunn?
Sum 41 played this shit.
Ryan Dunn's like...
This is Radio Band
228
Faction.
First time
Let's play it before
years.
Franz starts saying something stupid.
What? Enjoy.
We'll be right back. Radio. Bam!
Ryan Dunn. This is Ryan Dunn, and you've tuned in to Radio Bam, Series 28 Faction.
And I have no idea why they gave us this stupid show. Whoever hired us should have their job title reevaluated, because they are a fuck-up.
Fuck all this shit. I'm with Steve-O, and Novak used to be here, and Shipper used to be here, and Glom's Shipper's now here. And I have fucking maybe Franz here. I don't know who the fuck's here. All I know is that everything is bullshit, dude.
I'm trying to bring back
fuck a bachelor party. Nah, dude, bachelor party is the biggest piece of shit in the entire earth.
Well, what do you want
fuck
to do?
The bachelor party, then. You haven't done anything. We're going to have Veins of Jenna play tomorrow in the joint. That's going to be a fucking party.
Wait, Veins of Jenna's playing?
I can't wait to hear him.
I threw him in.
I don't even know this stuff. So Veins of Jenna's playing. This is going to be
dude,
awesome.
Dude, we took over the whole joint.
Unfortunately, it won't be allowed in the venue because they're like fucking not even 18.
They're 16.
You need to get the fuck out of your slippers, man.
There's like two 18-year-olds on Veins of Jenna, dude. They're motherfucking rockers. They're better than Guns N' Roses, hands down.
They got better style
than
anybody.
They're better at impersonating Guns N' Roses.
No, fuck that.
Dude, Axl Rose
has dreadlocks and he wears a fucking football Raiders jacket and he's fat and ugly.
Veins of Jenna is so young, they couldn't even
Veins
know
of
how to play
style.
And you signed him up on one of them Bon Jovi deals.
I hope so.
Oh, man.
Dude, how do we...
Even, hope even so.
All right, check it out. How do we get Bam out of his fucking slippers? He wants to hang out in fucking Bam Castle all weekend forever and shit. And
yeah, now we get Bam out.
How do we get him out of here?
I'll tell you,
dude, we got a concert. That's fucking... Are you kidding me?
I've been in Vegas for 2 days, right? Like,
who Veins of Jenna are going
to
play?
Who comes to Vegas and throws their own fucking concert at a 2,000
club? If Veins of Jenna is going to play... Play at the Hard Rock, then I'll leave this whole...
Well, that's happening tomorrow.
I'm not leaving. There's no reason to leave. I have a ball in the alley. I have a fucking pool table. I have a whole
Scores
room.
Rules.
No, fuck
you
this
gotta
shit.
Go to Scores.
No, I'm
yeah,
saying
we went,
no.
Remember
no,
we went to Scores, dude? We walked into Scores, and they're like, yeah, we're having Bam's bachelor party here. And I was like, sweet, dude. We just got back from the fucking Spearmint Rhino. Can suck my dick. Fucking they walk in there trying to tell me I need to have a shirt on and fucking wait around. And they can't even come up with a table.
Spearmint
fucking
Rhino's
ask for a diet.
Like,
I'm like, oh, yeah, dude, dress code. All right, give me a fucking girl's pink ass fucking shirt. Bitch, give me like an extra large fucking dude shirt. I'm like, fuck them, dude. Then we go to Scores and they're like, all right, dude, we're having Bam's bachelor party here. And I'm like, sweet. They're like... Fucking, they're like, dude, what kind of bottle do you want? I'm like, how much is it? They're like, it's fucking free, dude. We love you guys, you know? Like, we're all about Scores. We're fucking going to Scores, dude.
We're going to Scores, man.
And I told them, I said, don't even worry. It's not going to be us against you. It's going to be us versus MTV. It's going
to
be us versus MTV.
What happened to that girl that you're banging out?
With the big ass titties and shit. She was from Vegas.
Yeah, she was the flying just to fuck you.
Dude, it's like, man, you're not the only guy on the one.
What happened to her, dude?
You're not the only one gash dude around here.
What happened to her?
You know? I'm so psyched on my girl, dude. I'm calling
Where
myself.
Where the fuck is she?
She's right over there, dude.
No, fuck that shit. I'm talking about the other girl.
Too bad radio, you can't see how hot my chick is.
No, I'm talking about the fucking other girl from fucking Vegas. You used to fly in just to fuck your ass.
Are you talking about Goody?
Fuck your ass.
Whatever,
she would
dude,
fuck
whatever,
your ass.
I could ask you about chicks.
The blonde hair bitch,
too.
Dude. The blonde hair bitch.
Yeah, that really narrows it down.
You know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah, dude. Come on.
He doesn't want to talk about it. She's in the room next door waiting.
Franz, you better fucking say it.
Look, I don't give a fuck about that because Veins of Jenna's playing.
How about the feud between Franz and fucking Steve-O? Franz is like, yeah, I saw Haggard and blah, 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 blah. And then he said all
this.
I've
never fucking seen it.
So Franz is what Franz did.
Thanks for supporting the cause.
Franz, what asshole? I still didn't see Haggard. What I said was that all I heard about it was that it
well,
sucks.
Well, Franz was so pissed by you not seeing Haggard that he shoved. He shoved his toothbrush up his asshole, and then you brushed your teeth with it.
I didn't do that because he didn't see Haggard.
It was for the pubic.
Oh, bullshit. Right.
And the good news is that I'm none the wiser.
he had me, yeah. Back when I was smoking pot, he put his pubic hair in a joint and gave it to me to smoke.
Yeah. I felt bad about this.
It took me a year and a half to get him back, but I stuck
Steve-O's toothbrush up my ass.
The good news
and
is
then,
it.
And he brushed his teeth.
I'm
in
such
front.
A scumbag, and I had no idea.
So awesome.
And plus, you got your teeth removed since then, so ultimately you don't
know. No way, dude. Yeah, I already had fucking shit for teeth anyway.
Well, hey, Steve-O, all's fair in love,
Karma.
We're on our way to getting Budweiser.
And don't even think for 1 second that I want Bam's marriage to fail. I just think that making a television show about her on MTV is not really the way to win.
I'm here to help out, dude. Shit. It's a girl that I've known since sixth grade, and that's what makes it way better.
She has a job.
Navarro fucking ass dudes who like try to make things happen and ain't gonna work.
I know, but dude,
and then Kid Rock tries to make some work also, and it ain't gonna work. I'm some dude from Pennsylvania who met some girl who I met from fucking sixth grade. That's what's gonna make it so right, you little idiot.
Hear, hear!
Cheers!
I'm having an epiphany, dude. I'm thinking that maybe what we're doing right now is not conducive to a healthy action.
Shove it over your ass, shitbird.
Why you gotta step on me?
Why are you changing the scene?
We had Missy on the phone, and Bam couldn't even come up with, I
suck
love
it up
you.
Just hang up on her, dude. Just hang up
she
on Missy.
She said, I love you so sincerely, and you were like, you like yelled profanity at her, dude. Can like, we get an I love Missy out of you?
I didn't yell profanity. I love Lucy. I don't love no Lucy.
I'm just picturing America.
We're all fuck like, Lucy, motherfucker, dude.
My asshole's Lucy Goosey.
We're all
you
drunk.
Shit, Bert.
We're all too fuck drunk to shit, do the Bert. Show. I just called John Lee Hooker, John T. Hooker, 27,000.
Yeah, like 800 times.
I thought you were talking about that jazz, dude.
Thanks for the disrespect on John T. Hooker.
I know. I'm thinking of fucking William Shatner.
J.T. Hooker.
William Shatner.
Yeah, I'm thinking of William Shatner.
Dude, I'd love to hang out with that dude.
Very hard fucking thing to discrepanize.
Hey, I heard Usher wants to hang out. I was just downstairs, Phil at the Hard Rock, who hooked us up with this whole place in the weekend. I was just down in his office. He's like, hey, man, Usher heard Bam's in town. He wants to come hang out. And I was like,
Usher, what the fuck am I going to do with
him? 8,000 little girls want to hang out with him. That would be cool.
You know who's here? Tim. Fucking Flava Flav's in town.
Yeah, well, Jenna. I just saw Jenna Jameson, too. They invited Jenna Jameson. Steve-O, I forgot about this. Roll with this one. Jenna Jameson was here. And they were at the Body English last night at High Rock. And they want to party with us.
You know, also potentially in town is David Hasselhoff.
Well then, we better
call the rest of them.
We better call
Where's
Germany.
The Hoff,
I mean, maybe Uncle Matt's right. Maybe sitting here a bunch of dicks with fucking eight camera guys in front of us isn't the cool thing to do in Vegas.
I think Jen has done it before.
Let's apologize for the worst radio ever made, and then get back to getting wasted.
She's coming off not a virgin, dude.
And Bam, why don't you say to your girl that you love her, dude? For fuck's sake, I can't.
There you go, Bam.
You little shit ass.
Fuck all the radio. Fuck all the TV. I came here for fucking, you know.
Clean of apology by the sounds and fuck everybody because now I got a good caller and shit and make everything up.
Just say whatever, the world.
Yeah, well, it's not the end of the world.
Hey,
that makes hit marriages.
I just want to say I love Missy because she brought Bam back to reality and being fucking fun.
Oh, Jen was a piece of
shit. Dude, we told you that for years.
Missy's going to save all of us.
The queen of apologies.
I love Missy.
The sounds. Fuck yeah, from Sweden. Radio Bam.
Fuck yeah.
Bam loves Missy.
Time goes by, hits me so.
that's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7-4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.